Australia in like, you know, 14 hours. So they've got 14 hours, there's no escape, there's nowhere anyone can go, everyone's going to die. Everything just goes to fucking shit. And this guy is a drug fuck. The guy's an asshole. He comes across this little girl who's trying to get to her parents, and he has to like do that one final good thing. It's really good. For an Aussie disaster movie about the end of the world.
What, and you have to do one final good thing on a little girl?
No. Mark, shut up.
I was talking to the guys at Hobart City Council about their cashless system at the TASE, and I'm like, well, what are the redundancies?
Hubert, or what's it called?
Albert.
Edwin.
And I said, okay, what happens if the power goes out? And I said, I'm being a dickhead. Mm-hmm. What happens if the power goes out? And they said, okay, if the power goes out, the whole site gets evacuated. I'm like, right, so what you're telling me is that anything short of the zombie apocalypse, this thing's going to keep on running. And they're like, yeah. So Chaos Beast. When this monster attacks, it uses the dice of a figure, Overlord's Choice. It is line.
Hang on. That creature moved within three spaces of a trap.
You should have been paying attention when it moved.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
So I'm attacking now. I'm performing an attack immediately.
That was hardly immediate.
Well, it happens when it moves.
Moved ages ago. I'm sorry.
It hasn't attacked yet, so I get to attack first.
No, I'm sorry. This is the final round.
Pay attention.
You've had...
Turn the blowflies off.
You've had fucking 4 weeks to...
No.
Sorry. If a hero is chosen, the Overlord may choose which of the hero's equipped weapons to use. The monster cannot use any of the figure's other abilities. So basically, I attack you with your own weapon.
Cool.
Okay. So,
who's... But I'm that? Attacking.
That's... No. That's Oren. That's Oren. Oren, what's your most powerful weapon?
Immediately. It says immediately.
Well, why didn't you do it immediately?
I'm doing it immediately.
I'm sorry. No, that was minutes ago.
Immediate trumps your...
No, it doesn't.
Doing whatever you're doing.
I will...
After the attack is resolved, if the monster is not defeated, it may continue its activation.
I will throw this decision upon the mercy of the table.
Well, I would say purely because the monster hasn't acted.
Correct.
Mark probably stands.
Thank you.
Yeah, but you're a cunt.
True. However... You haven't done anything apart from move.
Well, in that case, seeing as Mark's now reminded me of that rule, and he was here. One, two, so...
Within three.
One, two, three.
All three there.
Yeah.
You can still do it from here, wouldn't you?
Got your take back your card?
Doesn't need it because you did the take back scene.
No, I didn't. I didn't immediately... After I realised it.
No, actually. You didn't. I wasn't fucking paying attention. Okay. Now I want to rewind time.
Oren.
Mm-hmm. I vote that Aiden be the next is Overlord.
That's a good question. Yes. So what have you got equipped?
Nothing. He's naked. That naked little dwarf.
Is it an action to equip a weapon?
No, you equip it at the start of your turn.
Start of your turn.
Well, how did you destroy that plague cast? And don't say you waited.
Look at him.
No, you have to have a weapon equipped.
It was a barrel, he pushed it over.
Yeah, what he said.
No, but you'd have a...
I have my shield equipped.
No, but you have your weapon.
All right. Okay. Now, look, if this is going to fucking be like this, I'm just going to catch a cab home right now. Because if you guys are going to be cunts.
What do you expect anything else?
You've only got two hands, it doesn't matter. You might as well have both equipped.
Fine. Right, I attack you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you actually attack me with that or something similar? Like, do you mimic
No, just mimic
the weapon. Use the same weapon.
Right, but I don't get any of the special abilities.
Okay. So
it's just the dice. Right. So that's three damage.
And what are you defending with?
Okay.
And a shield.
Sorcery X. No, he doesn't get that. It's only this one. Yep, okay, fine. Okay, so, 2 damage.
Yep.
Right.
Do it.
So, Mark. No, I'm not finished resolving my ability. Exhaust this card when a monster attacks a hero with an insight token, which I gave to myself. After rolling dice, discard this insight token to add 2 shields to the result. So I take a fatigue.
Mark, What have you got equipped?
Can you reach me from there?
What have you got equipped?
A elm, great bow, and an iron shield.
Well, with your great bow, I can.
But can you reach me?
It's a ranged weapon that he's mimicking.
Does he mimic it or does he steal it?
It's magical.
It's my morph power. So what dice do you have?
Blue and yellow.
Yeah, it just determines which dice I use. Okay. That's all. Okay, so that is 3 damage and 5
range.
Mm-hmm. So 3 damage.
Rightio, I need a grey dice, please.
Okay, I'm glad everybody's fucking settled.
I'm going to use my iron shield to re-roll.
Mm-hmm. That's better.
3.
Is there an end that would be more shield than the other end?
Nothing.
The one right at the back corner on the far side. There's ice in the thing. You can put some ice in on the glass.
Bulgareth. Bulgareth. Really?
Glasses are...
That sounds like some retweets.
Not for us. About MeepleCon 15.
Yeah.
I don't think they could figure out what your words were.
I use capitals at the start of words.
Oh, you
one,
did that now.
1, 2,
oh,
3. Nice. And as a search token, or as a search action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just let me confirm this.
Here we go. This is a real crow foul.
Correct.
You know, I was lying, swapping that one over with the one that was really, close to us.
Okay. Right, so I reveal the token.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how convenient! The first time he ever does it, it's just, what a surprise, it's random!
Okay, so that's the one. That's fine. So
that means we don't have to waste our time that's searching good. Anymore.
We've got a straight run down here.
Yeah.
It does make it interesting.
Let's go punch the shit out of that fat guy.
That one?
What?
Trent?
I meet his nan tonight, and she says, oh, you put on weight, haven't you?
That man's good for that.
Yeah.
Why, you look ever
healthy, don't you?
Yes.
You
look like you did eat all the pies.
I got stomach on that, pal.
Right, so Plague Worm. I'll get to him, actually. No, I can't fucking... How do these things move a stupid way?
They can burrow around there. Yes. It's going to be a short game if he picks it up and bolts out the back door, isn't it?
Yeah, that only gives him 3 fatigue tokens.
Ah, so he still needs more. But it just means we can't do a lot of
anything.
Stuff.
How do we win, though?
Well, can we win?
We would have to destroy all of the barrels. Would that help us?
Yeah, because he can lose by not having been able to achieve his...
Now,
yeah.
My question is, he moved, so he's still within 3, and he moved. So does that mean that does your thing take effect?
That's not within 3 there.
1, 2, 3.
No, that's but that's lava.
Correct, but it is 3 spaces.
Yeah, but it's when you enter.
That's enter, not leave?
Yeah, not leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that within 3?
Yeah.
This, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. But if you go to the one next to it, you don't.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
But it's not like he's entering the area because he's already in the area.
No, it's entering an empty space.
Oh, okay.
What does the trap do?
It lets me attack that monster.
Yeah. Alright, yeah, I'm going to go 1, 2, 3.
So, well, you would stop here?
Yeah.
And that's where
do I stop? Do I?
Because
so when it enters an empty space, I get to immediately perform an attack.
Does it prevent the rest of my
movement? No. Then you, after my attack is finished, you may continue your activation.
Well, just do your thing.
So I was there.
Yes.
No, he's there, yeah.
So I use my Elm Great Bow. Yellow,
it's just about range. That's
yellow and blue.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
There you go.
Ding.
And does that disappear now?
Hang on. That means I have to. Oh, hang on. Maybe I choose not to exhaust that because it's too late, isn't it?
After you've rolled the dice. Okay,
yes.
So.
Trap explodes.
No. Just lets me immediately perform an attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it makes my alarm clock go off.
So is the trap still there?
Yeah. This other ability means if a monster steps adjacent to the trap, I discard the trap and the monster suffers one damage, but that's in my ambush ability.
Doesn't say to discard
it. Oh, you gonna sing the Australian anthem?
One.
Maybe talking, please, breathing, drinking, eating at the same time. Not a bad idea.
That space is not within.
One, two, yetis. No, but I've already exhausted it.
Can't do it.
I can't do it again.
Can't do it again. No. What if I go there?
Wait, can you make the trap the other trap?
Yeah. If you go adjacent to the trap, it blows up.
Oh, right.
And you suffer a damage.
Of course, if your worm explodes and dies, then you can use it somewhere else.
But it's... Can he... Is that... That's a...
Let's not help the Overlord, shall we?
That's not a minion,
though. Yeah.
Is
that
number?
No, he's carrying...
You say that, it's at 809.
Put it in the jaws.
Yeah. He's carrying a significant disadvantage.
He's come off a win.
By being mentally challenged.
Okay, so I'm attacking Oren over here with my Plague Worm.
Yep.
Plague Worm attacks with a...
okay.
A blue and a red.
I think it throws a frisbee.
Thank you. Mm. Okay.
Should that be a disc golf?
Well, frisbee's trademarked.
Golf. What do you call it?
Well, it's disc golf.
So what do you throw in disc golf?
Right, I'm going to spend a...
Oh, a token.
And I'm going to activate infected.
Charming.
Okay, so... while this card is exhausted, each... Oh, it's only the master monsters.
Yeah, that's a master monster.
Okay.
Yeah, look, I'm
going to... Alpha Gaming.
I was going to do this anyway. The alpha monsters. The alpha...
boss monsters. That's a different game. Though.
Him.
The red one, yeah.
The right, master monsters.
Has disease as a function.
Okay.
Or
Charlie Sheen.
No, he doesn't, actually. That's bullshit. I'm not doing that.
Hang on, is that a take back?
Do you know why?
Shut up.
Because these guys have it anyway. okay, Oren. So that is 5. And weaken. So if this attack does at least one damage after the defense roll, the target is weakened. Now, each hero adjacent to this monster at the start of his turn... Ah, right. So everyone adjacent to a plague worm at the start of their turn must test their chocolate starfish. And if you fail, you are diseased.
Is that a surge ability?
No, that the pestilence is a natural ability because of a plague worm. Mm-hmm. But the weaken is a surge ability,
okay,
yes.
Okay, I cancel the surge ability.
That's very good. Fine. You have 5 damage to do it.
Yep. 3. No.
It means I'm going to get all pestilenced.
So that's...
But your go will...
Deflect. I'm going to tap my shield. Yep. Deflect
right
1. Stop. So I'll take 4. Three. And that chaos time. Beast will take 1 damage.
What chaos okay. Beast?
The so one's adjacent.
That one, really?
Yep.
Why is it?
Because he's deflecting shield.
Yeah, all you've got to do is get down
to deflect it.
Right.
You want to thank you very much. See, we can be civil here.
We can,
arsehole.
But you and I can be. You just call me an arsehole?
I don't think so.
Curse piece of act. Right, so who's that?
Me.
So, yes, the suspiciously quiet person.
2 grand, is it, for the chocolate starfish? Is it, or a grand of black, I can't remember.
Was it No. No, that's not yet. I'm just attacking you and I miss, so that's fine. Okay, plague worm's done. Goblin archers are the last ones to do anything. They can scamper, which means they may move through spaces containing heroes.
If I...
Okay.
Successfully killed that worm, would that drop that villager?
Yes, it would also potentially explode out of that villager next turn.
One.
And become
two,
a worm.
Mm.
So, no point.
Trying to avoid.
Is that what you're saying?
Action.
Avoid
really, this is our only
yeah.
thing
yeah.
we should be doing at the moment.
Or preventing other
things
from interfering.
Mm. 1, 2, 3. 5.
There's a door there, buddy.
Oh, there is too. I'm sorry.
Let me just go around the log way. Jump on the hero.
I can do that, though.
Need to kill those fucking goblins, don't we?
Yes.
Isn't that mission 1.2 of every single campaign?
This guy hasn't.
Kill those fucking pesky goblins.
Actually, I'll probably just shift that around and he'll go there. They all get 5 to move, so.
You know.
That should be fine. So, 2 on there, 2 on this guy. Monster cannot spend surges on abilities unless it is within 3 spaces of any master monster. There you go.
Is that the goblin?
Yeah. May I please have a yellow dice?
Where is the master goblin?
There.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So, these two on Fucko.
On Fucko.
So that's 2 damage.
Okay. So that. What's that? Is there only one brown die you have?
If you look in front of you, is... Oh, no, that's...
Yes, I think so.
Colourblind guy is offering dice coloured advice.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I'm sure only one. That's a brown one there, but...
So I get to roll this twice, just FYI. Because I have a shield, which adds one... I have defence training, which allows me to do it. And then I also have...
Poison dart.
The leather armor. So that's 3. And that outranks your 2.
Unless.
Poison dart.
Says a medium. Alright, next.
Fine. Next one. So 3.
Man, you killed
yourself.
3. Fine.
And you are dead.
A giant dice rolls down the corridor.
It's a mimic.
Okay, these
it's
two
a gelatinous
on
cube.
Aiden. One on Aiden, that is 3.
Alright. I need to exhaust this card to add an extra shield to my results. It's just 1 grey, isn't it? Then I got 1 shield, so I take 2 damage. And thank you very much.
And the second one is another 3.
Oh!
Ouch!
Die before you can get out of this corner.
Okay. That is the end of